Madam Chair, members of the working group, diplomatic staffs to the United Nations, global African families, Ubuntu connected greetings. Thank you, Madam Chair, for giving me the floor to address some words in the context of Memories of Durban by the Legends of Durban 2001. I speak on behalf of TIA International, the National Monument Dutch Slavery Past. I'm a member of the coalition of the Durban Plus 20 and the implementation of the UN Decade for People of African Descent, leading facilitator of the African Union, African Diaspora 6 region towards the implementation of the African Union, African Diaspora High Council on July this year. And we will travel to Maputo to commemorate 20 years after the adoption of the Article 3Q of the African Union Constitutive Act. In total, we cover the voices of more than 100 million people of African descent. The World Anti-Racism Conference, through which the transatlantic slave trade, slavery, and colonialism were declared as crimes against humanity, that in itself was biblical. After so many decades of struggling to get these harms on the agenda of the United Nations since its creation in 1945 and the Universal Declaration on Human Rights in 1948. Indeed, for the record, Madam Chair, we must never forget that it was only in 2000 that the United Nations agreed after denial to put the issue of the transatlantic slave trade, slavery and colonialism on the previous first and second UN World Anti-Racism Conference agenda. And I would also like to bring in memory the global wide mobilization from the side of the global Pan-African and reparation movement, human rights activists, scholars, lawyers, scientists, and hundreds of NGOs on regional and national level, friends and families of goodwill, to ensure that this world conference could take place. It was a matter of almost life and death. We should not burden our future generations with a situation that still had to be settled within the United Nations, was the opinion. In Dutch, we would say that we alles uit de kast hebben gehaald to voorkom a boycott of the realization of this Third World Conference. To know more, my brother Roger Wareham has always bring to the attention the Durban 400. This documentary gives a good light of the process before and during the World Conference. I was there, Madam Chair, from the first moment involved in the Netherlands, Europe, and on global level, involved in NGO decision making processes. I talk about the grassroots, people who are feel the racism every day. I was chosen by the Dutch NGOs to represent them in the government delegation as their liaison. An assignment on basis of which, after 21 years, I have shown that I take it seriously. It has become my life agenda. Madam Chair, in this regard, I would like to bring in memory the recently on 19 December 2022 apology by the Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte on behalf of the Dutch state for the actions, I quote, for the actions of the Dutch state in the past, posthumously to all enslaved persons who have suffered worldwide from that act, to their daughters and sons, and to all their descendants to the here and now. The Prime Minister Rutte, he said, I apologize for the role and commitment of our historic administrative predecessors in allowing, enabling, promoting, perpetrating, and profiting from the slave trade and slavery that have long and structurally undermined human dignity. Furthermore, I apologize, he said, for the fact that successive governments after the abolition in 1863 of the slavery, too little has been done to acknowledge that the history of slavery had and still has a negative impact. Madam Chair.
All right.
I'm coming to an end.
Okay.
I'm in not one single word, the Prime Minister referred to an act as follow-up to an act of implementation, the respective articles and paragraphs 100, 101, and 102 of the DDPA. There was the basis for the apology and reparations has laid down, in which the transatlantic slavery and colonialism has declared as a crime against humanity. And I would like to demonstrate this by using the expression, truth has the inherent power to produce the promised effect. Finally, a good example